Now joined by Mike Waddell of the University of Arkansas. Mike is the Senior Associate Athletic Director for External Operations and Strategic Communications. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, I look forward to talking with you again. You're my first two-time appearance radio show.
Well, oh, there that's we right. We had you on at SEC Football Media Days, and now you're on with us again. And let's see, Mike, 48 hours.
Pretty excited. I tell you, though, Matt, you there, Matt?
I'm here. How is it?
Matt, I'm doing okay, but I got to ask you, I've been in the film room. We're cutting up things for different features in the game, and just tell me, how does one mentally prepare for a three-play, 81-yard drive in 33 seconds?
I'm telling you. You know, you go over two-minute drills in different situations just about every practice, and the funny thing is that first play we called was a clear route by Richard Smith on the outside, and then we had our slot receiver, who was George Wilson. We were actually in trips, run about a 20-yard out, and that's who I'm supposed to throw it to because there's not a lot of time. Try to get a chunk of yards, and George Wilson was triple coverage, and I just threw it as far as I could. And you got to get lucky, and you got to have your players make plays. He made a great catch, and then, you know, DeCorey Birmingham made a great catch as well.
I think he did a great job. I've been watching that play again and again and again and again and again. And you know, you had a great throw. It was a great catch in the end zone, great blocking up front. Man, that's a great play. Hopefully we see a lot of those this year, man.
And, Mike, what I would tell you is this play goes unnoticed. I don't know if you got that, you know, the last 8 minutes of that game on the whole film or if just that clip. But go back and watch the Fred Talley run in the fourth quarter that he had. It was like a 60-yard touchdown run, and I think that eight players from LSU touched him or had a chance to tackle him. One of the best runs, in my opinion, in Arkansas history, because without that, we weren't really doing a lot on offense, and that got us to the position where we had a chance to win it late, but a great run right there, and he was very elusive, and I don't know if you saw that Auburn game where he ran for like 270 yards, but
I did, yeah.
That run that set us up goes unnoticed, but it was a great run by a great, great former Arkansas running back.
I didn't mean to hijack the interview right there, but, you know.
No, it's quite all right.
That's kind of fun for me because, you know, that's what it's all about. We're talking about, you know, game days. And, you know, one of the things since I've been here over the last close to 3 months now, guys, is I've had the opportunity to go to a lot of events and talk to a lot of Hog fans. And they all talk about their special moments, whether it's at our home stadium in Little Rock or our home stadium here in Fayetteville. They talk about the great plays, the miracle on Markham, the punt returns, the big runs, the big defensive stands, you know, the plays like you just talked about, Matt. And it's something so personal to them that we want to make sure that every time they come to a Razorbacks game in person that it's the best experience they've ever had. So what we're trying to do this year is really try to enhance some of those traditions and make the 2013 season, you know, kind of a reconnect, a renewal of the vows of everybody's loyalty back to the Razorbacks and the excitement that is to come as we go for an SEC and a national championship under our new head coach, Brett Bielema.
Mike, how do you do that? How do you captivate the fans to where the in-game experience is more than it's ever been?
Well, the first thing, Trey, I think you got to do is you got to listen to the fans. And, you know, and that seems kind of simplistic maybe, but, Matt, you tell me. Now, what's the loudest point in the before the kickoff, what's the loudest point in the stadium before the for the
well,
fans?
Probably, you know, running through the A at the beginning.
Running through the A and the hall call. Right
in the hall call before the game, right before the kickoff. Yeah, you're exactly right, and that kind of with Trey's point. What do you tell fans that say, you know, to make that experience so memorable instead of staying at home and watching it on TV?
Well, here's the thing. You know, you can stay at home, you watch it on TV. You're not going to see your friends. You're not going to be able to have the experience of
can't
seeing
smell
your hairs on your arms stand up. whenever, you know, those guys run through the tunnel or when we do other things throughout the game. It's about being with other people. You know, there are a lot of things that I can, you know, I'm an only child. There are a lot of things I can do. I can entertain myself, but I have more fun when I'm with a lot of people, when I'm with people that share the same passions that I do. So one thing that we're going to do this year is we've moved the video that people run out on the field to. We've moved that to a different place because of what I just said and what so many Hog fans have shared with me is that the loudest point in this stadium before the game is when they're doing the Hog call and the guys get ready to run through the A. It's a married thing. And the days before the Razor Vision screen, you know, the team just came out to that. It was great. That was the tradition. And we got away from it for years because what we do is we ask people to get all hyped up. And then we say, okay, now the team's getting ready to come out, so watch TV for 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to get away from that. Doesn't mean we're not going to use the board. We're going to use the board. We're going to do it in a creative way. But now when the fans call the Hogs on that third Hog call, when you give it Razorbacks, that's when they're coming out. Now, you better be loud, and you better be proud because knowing Coach Bielema, he's a little ornery sometimes, especially this close to game day. So if they're not loud enough, I don't know if he'll come out. So let's be real loud. Let's come out, and then once the guys run through the A, once they gather there on the sidelines, there's this dead period. Matt, you remember this. It's the time when you had to go over there and start throwing and start right. to get your head ready to go because you didn't know if you were going to be on the first series or not. Now we have this dead period in the stadium. It's very awkward. For people who do what I do, it's the worst part of the game. So we just said, okay, what's our weakness? We'll make it our strength. So that's where we put the video. We have a little bit more up-tempo video. There's some celebrities up on the video that we'll add to throughout the year. We have a nice little group that's going to be a part of this week in our presentation. We'll have a different group next week and every week going forward. But we're going to have that video, and then that carries us right up into kickoff with about a minute's worth of music on the back end that's really high energy. It has some really good guitar in it. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it was suggested by a fan, and we're going to go with it. We're going to see how it goes. But the Open this year will highlight our tradition, which is the Hog Call. It's something unique. Virginia Tech, they can bounce around to Enter Sandman along with 1,400 other junior high schools and people like that. Nothing wrong with Metallica. That song's in our pregame mix that the players have selected, but when we take the field, it'll be to the fans and a tribute back to everybody who's worn the Cardinal and white before these guys who have a chance to do it in the 120th edition of Arkansas football this year.
And I can't think of the song right now, Mike, but I don't know if you watch the World Cup ever, but the soccer stadiums over there, they play this Jack White or White Stripes song, and that stadium is rocking. You think it's going to collapse down the way that atmosphere is going. And that's kind of what you're going for. And I think that's awesome because they need some kind of atmosphere where the visiting team says, we got to strap up. You know, game time's here. We got to be ready to go.
Well, I've been very fortunate to have worked at some places to where crowds have been the difference between winning and losing, and I believe that's always the case. You can make a difference on a third down when we're doing the Hog call and or the woo, and then Pig Suey right when they snap the ball. You know, Matt, you've been in a lot of tough situations where you had to play against the crowd. We want to make this as good of an experience that it's ever been for Razorback fans and as respectfully challenging an experience it is for the opposition. And we have the opportunity 5 times here in Fayetteville and 2 times in Little Rock to do that to our opposition. And, you know, you can't do that from home either. You can yell and you can scream, but it doesn't make a difference here.
Yeah.
You can be a part of the game. And that's something HD, 3D, and 4G or whatever, nothing can replace that opportunity to actually make a difference.
And Trey, Mike, think about the stadiums or the organizations that have the quote-unquote home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And 80% of that is based on the fans and mm-hmm. their participation.
And their
how
reaction.
You know, you think about where's tough places to play. It's not necessarily because this team is so much better, but it's because of that atmosphere and that fan participation that they have.
Right. It's a great opportunity. I mean, I get excited just thinking about it, and I'm talking about Matt and your career here, and Trey, you know, I've ignored your career. I'm sorry. You could tell us some of your great highlights too. Everybody has one.
Yeah, right.
Isn't it great as we get older how much better we become?
That's
When I was doing play-by-play back at Appalachian State back in the 90s, we did an alumni football game in the spring, and the head coach there, Jerry Moore, who led Appalachian over that Michigan team years ago, he's actually doing color with me in the booth, and he leans over to me and says, well, Mike, he's from Flower Mound, Texas. He says, Mike, he says, I'll tell you one thing. He said, all these boys who are all Americans, they're not doing too well, but all those guys that were bench warmers back in the day, they sure do look like all Americans now. Because those guys came back and played that alumni game and probably in a little bit better shape.
It's like that fishing story where it's like, oh, yeah, the fish was a little bigger than it.
That's what I was going to say.
Absolutely.
Mike, when Mike caught that fish, it was only a four-pounder, but then now he stretches his arms and holds them up, and it looks like it's about, what, 5 feet long?
And Trey's career, you know, the putts he makes, you know, that 10-footer that he makes, you know, in another 5 years he'll be telling that story and it'll be
it's
a 20-footer.
40-footer.
It's something else, isn't it?
Mike, some people have questioned the ads during the games on the Jumbotron and at the times that they come on. Is that the appropriate time? And I know that that's part of driving revenue that for the university, for the athletic department. But have there been some concessions as to when those will play?
Sure. We won't run any actual ads, so to speak, during the first, second, third, or fourth quarter. There will be times when there are brief respites in the quarter breaks, but what we're really trying to do there, guys, is trying to move back off of those. Some of those were in multi-year contracts, and we're trying to move away from those. We've moved the weather to before the game instead of the third quarter. It really didn't make sense to me when I saw that. You know, if I've been sitting outside for 3 hours, I pretty much know what
the
weather is.
Yeah,
yeah, it's hot. Well, egads, Holmes. So, yeah, we've moved some things around, and we'll continue to try to cut down on the commercial interruptions. I don't know if we'll ever get to the point where we're like the Masters and we're commercial-free, but, you know, we'll try to keep that down and focus in on tradition. Our goal is to use technology, whether it be the phone in your pocket, the iPad that you carry around, or the Razor Vision screen in the venue. We want to use those to enhance the experience, not dominate it. And if there are folks who have ideas on ways that we can do that, if you have feedback for us, you know, look me up on Twitter. It's pretty easy to find, and I respond back. I listen and I read as many things as I can. I love the many fan forums that are out there, and you know, this is your Arkansas, this is your team, and it's a time to, you know, if you want to have a voice in it, you know, we want to hear you.
And once again, Mike, how can people reach you via Twitter or whatever, email? How can they get in touch with you with some of their ideas? Because I know you want to hear them.
Absolutely. It's just Mike Waddell UA on Twitter, and that's two D's and two L's like Cool J, and we're ready to go.
Like Cool J. Is Cool J one of those celebrities that might be on a video?
No, we're talking hog celebrities here. We want to, again, enhance our thing, and we've been chasing some of them for a long time, so hopefully when we get down to Little Rock next week, we can get Matt to come out and put on the Cardinals shirt and get a video done in front of the green screen so we can use him for maybe the game down at Mississippi State. What do you think about that, man?
I'd love to.
It's a great idea.
Definitely. Be awesome.
Get you going. You made a cameo in the Triple Threat video already. I mean, you're right up there with One Direction right now.
Uh-oh, except for my dance moves. I don't have that moonwalk down as good.
You know what, though? It's okay, though. You had the miracle in Markham.
There we go.
There you go. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate your support, and thanks to all the Arkansas fans out there. We look forward to seeing all the Razorbacks back here in Fayetteville this week, and especially down in Little Rock next week. I mean, Samford is a tough game. It is tough to win a college football game. We want to make sure that everybody is coming out to see the Razorbacks and to really support this team because they've been working hard in camp, and after last year, we want to make sure that they understand that everybody is still on their bandwagon 100%.
Mike, before we let you go, real quick, what are you most looking forward to your first Razorback game on Saturday?
Well, gee whiz, that's like asking me to pick between my children. You know, I'm just looking forward to seeing all the people here. I have worked at some great places, West Point, you know, being one that is one of the traditional football programs in college football, and that was a special time. But I can tell you that I've never been around a fan base like this, and just being here with so many people who are unified behind the Cardinal and White, that is an exciting thing for me, and I appreciate everybody who has been kind and shared their thoughts about their passionate love of Arkansas athletics.
Mike, thanks so much, and we'll see you Saturday on the Hill.
Thanks, guys. Take care.